ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at a question that kind of gets asked. That is regarding the utensils that we use to eat. As you know, Islam is a perfect religion. It has rules for everything. And a lot of the foundation for Islamic manners and behavior is the sunnah and the behavior, the words, even the silence of the infallible imams and the Holy Prophet. So, in the context of this general rule, we ask whether is there anything specific that has been mentioned regarding these utensils? You know, today everybody uses forks, plates, spoons to eat. Is there something about this in the Quran and Hadith or not? And if there is, what should these utensils be made out of? Iron? Wood? You know, what? In order to answer this question, we can say that from a purely jurisprudential and fiqhi point of view, it's okay to eat in any kind of utensil, except when the utensil is made of gold or silver. Right, this is something which has been specifically prohibited. But other than that, as long as the utensils are clean, ritually pure, tahir, there's no problem in eating from them. Right? There is a certain reports that the Prophet ﷺ used a wooden utensil to eat. At the same time, there's nothing that would indicate that using a specific type of material to construct the utensil from which we eat is better or not. So this hadith has been transmitted by Tabarsi, the famous historian, in his book Makarimul Akhlaq, page 31. But that doesn't indicate that it's something recommended or prohibited or anything like that. Its permissibility can be derived from this hadith, but not necessarily its recommendation or the fact that it's better. This is the answer to this question. We should also like to add that a lot of, so it's a habit of a lot of people in Islamic countries, to eat with their hands. Like, for example, instead of using fork or spoon, a lot of Muslims, a lot of Muslims, they eat with their hands. Like, for example, in the South Asian countries, a lot of Muslims, they eat with their hands, and this is something they consider it good. And, a lot of people say that this is something that, it helps in the digestion of the food. And, it also adds to the, the tastiness of the food. This is okay. There's nothing wrong with that, provided that, the hands are clean. Washing the hands before eating is something recommended. The hands are ritually pure, they're tahir, and there's no ritual impurement on the hands. There's something wrong with this. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the use of utensils in the consumption of food. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.